Hello, Saints. I hope your morning or evening is going well. I have another study I just got done with, Taking Pleasure in Unrighteousness. And I'll start today in 2 Thessalonians 2:11 to 12. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So that word pleasure, it's iodokeo in the Greek. And it means to think well of, that is, approve an act, specifically to approbate a person or thing. Think good, be well, pleased. Basically, it means to think well of or approve of unrighteousness. So that's become an increasing trend in the world at large. As love waxes cold and the fear of God disappears from mankind and their delusion, the love of life leads to the consequent love of death. And a man undoubtedly reaps the wages of his departure from truth. Matthew 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Proverbs 8, 35 to 36. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. And that's wisdom talking. The flesh, being the primary proponent of man's delusion, consistently desires the approval of men, and is at enmity with the Lord and his law. As the world grows progressively more evil, in order to acquire the approval of wicked men, it becomes imperative to grow progressively evil as well. Thus, we see the downward descent of mankind into the digitally connected age of fame seekers and social media depravity. If one wants what Satan has, destroy your conscience, sell your soul, worship the God of this world, and you'll get the pleasure of sin for a season. Matthew 4, 8-9. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Jude 1:16. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. 2 Timothy 3:13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So as we look to the world, we're nearing the end of days. As the unrighteousness of man takes pleasure, the unrighteousness that man takes pleasure in is akin to the days of Noah. Nothing evil will soon be withheld from man as developments in artificial intelligence, entertainment, connectivity, augmented reality, and the like will continue to progress. Isaiah 5:20-23. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Genesis 6:5-6. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Luke 17:26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. So the Lord is patiently waiting for the fruit of the earth, and desires that none perish. But the hardening of man's heart is increasingly evident, thus we can discern the signs of these times. Regardless, our call, as man loves pleasure more than God, is to preach the good news to the lost, making disciples of those few who are willing to lose the esteem of man for Christ. Matthew 16, verse 3. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? James 5:7-8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Timothy 4:2-5. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So, in conclusion, Psalm 37:27, depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore.